Nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, and that's why I am so excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that offers a full range of products designed to cover all of your garden and lawn needs. In years past, my vegetable garden, I neglected the soil and I didn't have much yield. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, your garden may not succeed. And so this year, I am so excited to cultivate the soil before planting the plants with Coast of Maine's organic products. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. So next time you're at your local retailer, look for Coast of Maine products. Get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. coastofmaine.com. If you've been paying attention, you've likely heard something about gut health and why zoning in on your gut health is so darn important. You need EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. It's a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense because I have a bloating problem, friends. Yes, I do. Inflammation is not my friend. Since taking one capsule a day on an empty stomach with water, I have noticed more energy, improved skin, and here's the big one, reduced bloating. Head to myeq.com and use code SUSTAINABLE for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and so much more. That's myeq.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Well, hello there and welcome back. My name is Stephanie Safarian, and you are listening to episode 163 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast. On today's show, we are discussing a tried and true intentional living topic, which of course is how to make good habits stick. And on the flip side, of course, we are also discussing how to let go of bad ones. Research finds that most people abandon their New Year's resolution just 3 weeks after the start of the new year. That's crazy. So if you are listening to this episode at or near release date, February 2nd, 2021, chances are real good that you have already abandoned yours. On this episode, we are seeking to change that by reversing courses and getting back on track with our personal development. Today, I am speaking with Callum McGugan. Callum is the brain behind the Shape and Foster app, which is a personal development tool that I use in my own life to keep me both accountable and motivated as I attempt to make changes that stick. Callum and I are discussing why sticking to your own personal development is the epitome of intentional living. He offers practical tips backed by research so that you can foster good habits for the long haul. Now, real quick, if you've been listening to this show for a while and you like it, but you haven't yet left a review on Apple Podcasts, here is your quick reminder to do so. It will take you just 30 seconds and you will have my immense gratitude. Also, if you have other shows that you love, but you haven't left them reviews either, go on with your bad self and leave them some reviews too. Leave us some love, as reviews are a gigantic way in which the littler podcasts like myself can grow. So thank you so much to all of you who continue to tune in every week and do what's in your power to support it. Enjoy my conversation with Callum McGugan. Callum, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. All the better for talking to you off mic prior to starting. We had a really nice introduction there, talking to each other. It was wonderful.
I should tell our listeners, we were talking about engagements and we both have something in common. We were both engaged in Boston Common, so we're destined to be friends.
Exactly.
We are also destined to talk today about how it is possible for us to foster positive habits as adults. And before we get into all of that, we need to step way back, and I need to ask you to please introduce yourself to my listeners.
Mm-hmm. So my name's Callum McGuigan. I'm from Scotland. I'm not a method actor. This is a real accent. I'm not putting it on. And I moved to Toronto, Canada, nearly 15 years ago now. So a long time ago, but Toronto is home. I moved here originally to play rugby, actually. I came here for 4 months just to join a rugby team. Absolutely loved the city, loved everything about it. Went home, got a work permit, came back. And slowly but surely, like, little things happened. Like, I met my wife. Well, big thing, I should say. That's not a little thing. A big thing happened. I met my wife. I started my professional career. And before I knew it, like, Toronto kind of became home. So I'm a Canadian citizen. I have been a citizen now for a couple of years. I've got two kids. And, yeah, Scottish guy living in Toronto.
Well, I must say, I speak for myself, but I also speak for probably everybody listening right now. Your accent is so lovely. So thank you so much for sharing it with us. We're going to talk about how to foster positive habits today. And I really wanted to have you specifically on, not only because fostering positive habits is a minimalist and intentional lifestyle choice, but I wanted to have you specifically on the show because you have made it your work to help others foster those positive habits. So in a nutshell, maybe you could give us just your elevator pitch for what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I've created a lifestyle development app called Shape and Foster. You pay for a membership, and in turn, you're taking a 12-month journey of lifestyle development from 6 experts, each of who have curated courses specifically for Shape and Foster: fitness, nutrition, mental health, life coach, finance, and yoga. And every 30 days, new course material becomes available in the app. All content is consumed via video, and you essentially have 15 to 18 minutes of video to consume from each expert every single month. So if you can give up 2 to 3 hours a month, then you're going to learn from 6 different experts across different fields that are going to enable you to build habits and enable you to develop your lifestyle journey.
Well, I have been using Shape and Foster in my own life for about 2 months now, and it has truly been life-changing. We're going to get into the app, and we're going to get into what I love about it a little bit later, but let's talk about positive habits. And I've heard you say before on an interview that for most of us, we make decisions about prioritizing our well-being retroactively. So work that out for me. What on earth does that mean?
So I'll take you back a little bit, a bit of a backstory here. I'll try and make it as concise as possible. But essentially, this is the second business I've started. The first business I started was an events marketing agency. I was in business for 11 years. Absolutely loved it for the first 9 years. The last 2 years, stopped enjoying it. We did pretty well. It was a successful business. However, about 2 years ago, I started going through my own personal development journey. I basically had an anxiety attack as I was driving after a big night the night before, and I felt like I'd kind of put my son in a bit of a vulnerable position, and I just wanted to kind of be a better dad, basically. So I kind of stopped drinking alcohol. Alcohol was no longer something, I mean, I maybe consume alcohol now 2 or 3 times a year. I then started exercising more because I hadn't exercised for about 7 years since I stopped playing rugby. Lo and behold, less alcohol, more exercise. I started being happier, and my patience improved, and lots of little side effects I didn't really anticipate. I started to lose a little bit of weight, look at what I was eating a bit more, and prioritizing family more. And the culmination of all of this in my own personal development journey was in July of last year, when I decided to sell my business during COVID because I wasn't enjoying it. That was like the last step of my journey, really, and start something completely new. So Shape and Foster is really my entrepreneurship meeting my own personal development journey. And to answer your question, the point that I try and make is everything that I just told you about drinking less alcohol, trying to lose weight, going back to the gym, I dealt with that all retroactively. I Googled anxiety after my first anxiety attack. I went back to the gym when I was already out of shape. I learned about mortgages as I purchased my first home. a life coach is the sort of thing that you might seek out when your life is in need of some direction. In my experience, lots of life is dealt with retroactively. That's kind of what I mean. So what I'm doing with Shape and Foster, and the whole purpose here, is to create something that you can learn from before you're really in a position of need and a position of vulnerability. That's kind of why I'm trying to create a proactive approach to lifestyle development, if that makes sense.
It makes 100% sense. I mean, I have a healthy heart, so I would not proactively learn about heart disease, right? I'm only going to Google heart disease when I have heart disease and it's too late to make those positive changes to prevent it. So that makes total sense. And it reminds me of something else I've heard in the personal development sphere, which is, of course, that it's really easy to take on and make a bad habit stick. And it's really hard to reverse course once a bad habit has stuck. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I mean, honestly, Stephanie, like the way that I sit with a lot of this, I read a lot about it. Let's just talk about habits for a little bit. You can, like, there's so much out there. You can learn or read one minute that, you know, it takes 20 days to form a habit. Something else will tell you it takes 200 days to form a habit. Forming a habit is impossible without proper intentions to actually, and reason and logic to actually carry it through. In my experience, yeah, people might eat like a certain way and do this crazy diet for 21 days, but if they're not actually enjoying the process and they don't fully believe in the results that they're trying to get, then that habit, so to speak, after 21 days is going to fall off a cliff. 80% of people that make New Year's resolutions have failed, so to speak, by February. 80% of people, because this whole idea of habit building, you kind of put a bit of intense pressure on yourself, you know? There's a kind of like thought process that goes through that you're going to like have failed if you don't succeed. And that's not in my thoughts, like that's not what habit building's all about. Habit building for me is more of a kind of longevity approach. It's about just trying to slowly put things into your life and adapt a little bit over a slower period of time so that it becomes second nature, right? And a massive part of habit building for me is having that kind of community aspect surrounding it. People that are also pushing in the same direction, and that kind of spurs you on a little bit. So you're not isolated and you're not doing it yourself. I think there's a massive thing to be said there. But I kind of go a little bit against the grain. I mean, I know that there's definitely science behind intense habit building, like do something for 30 days straight and it becomes a habit, whatever it may be. But I also think that that sets a lot of people up for kind of what they would see as failure. And I mean, statistically speaking, as I said, like 80% of people that make a New Year's resolution have stopped forming that habit by February, which is kind of crazy. And that's a shame. So then what are they going to do? Are they going to stop even trying to progress that way for the next 11 months of the year? Why not put less pressure on yourself and just continue to learn along the way and try and adapt and try and put little things in without this burden of expectation that you're putting on yourself?
I want to talk to you specifically about finding time to invest in your own personal development. Because in my own personal life, especially during a pandemic, I feel as though this is where I really get caught up. I want to read more. I want to eat less sugar. I want to exercise more. I want to do all these quote unquote positive habits, but I'm stretched thin. So what tips do you have for listeners like me who are stretched thin and don't feel as though they have not only the time, but also the energy and bandwidth to invest in themselves?
I have the most simple tip that is right there in front of you. Honestly, get off Instagram. That's what I would say. I don't know how long you as an individual, Stephanie, spend on Instagram per day. But I know that people, Apple reports that the average phone pickup is 80 times a day. The average person picks up their cell phone 80 times a day. Instagram allows you to have reminders on your phone. So hypothetically, if you're somebody that maybe spends 30 minutes a day on Instagram, put the 10-minute reminder on. So after you've done 10 minutes that day, you get a reminder, hold yourself accountable to it. Don't go back into it. I have a reminder. And that 20 minutes extra that you're then buying yourself, that's your 20 minutes to learn, like about something that you want to learn about or to read or whatever it is. I understand we're all busy and time is of the essence, but I do think, especially during COVID with lockdown, and I do think that kind of some bad habits around social media have accelerated, to be honest, because I found it myself as an individual. I found myself on social media more during COVID, and it was kind of to the point that I was like, my God, like what have I just got out of that 10 minutes of mindless scrolling?
I do all my own marketing for this podcast, right? So I'm posting stuff for the podcast, and then I'm looking at my feed for interesting things. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing all these fitness transformations. That's how my feed is curated. And then I'm looking at yoga poses. And then before you know it, you're totally right, 45 minutes goes by. And what I love about your response is that your tip is so transferable to other time suckers. Instagram's a big one, but I would also say that for me personally, the TV is a big time sucker. Like last night after I put the kids to bed, I stayed up way too late watching Bridgerton. I think that's how you pronounce it. Bridgerton or Bridgerton. Those are 3 hours I could have gotten to bed with my book and turned out the light early, but I didn't prioritize the fostering and the creation of the positive habit. So thank you for that really simple tip, because I feel as though for most people, the idea of fostering a positive habit sounds really daunting and it sounds almost impossible, but it can really be as simple as monitoring how many minutes you're just wasting during the day. Is that what you're saying?
100%. Honestly, Stephanie, I think that the easiest kind of response to this conversation of or this idea of like somebody wants to do a little bit more of the things that they want to do, the easiest response, and it's a total cop out, is I don't have the time. Because honestly, you can find the time. Like you just said yourself, like 2 hours of TV, man, I'm sure that was two enjoyable hours, though. I mean, I watch TV, like, don't get me wrong, but it's hard to say that you've not got time to work out or you've not got time to read a book, if, for example, if you're watching like a few hours of TV every night. And Instagram, it's just the best example for me, because the algorithms around it are built to keep us sucked in, right? There's no like avoiding that. I mean, my feed is curated different from your feed, and you're right, it's stuff that's designed to keep you there. But you can easily put this 10-minute notification, and you can easily kind of make an excuse at the same time. Like I talked to somebody, I said the same thing to them the other day, and they were like, well, Instagram for me is more transactional, you know, which is kind of similar to what you're kind of saying as well. It's like it's very business related. But if you're going to be very honest with yourself, yeah, you're not just on there for business. You are getting sidetracked and you are getting brought off in these other directions and 20 minutes goes by. So there's an easy way to make time there. Simply, it's put down your phone.
The Sustainable Minimalist Podcast is supported by Charlie Banana. I received so much joy cloth diapering my youngest daughter, and although she's now potty trained, I still diaper her in Charlie Banana's cloth diapers for overnights. Charlie Banana diapers have a one-size system from newborn to 36 months, and while my daughter loves that they are the softest cloth diaper, I appreciate that Charlie Banana provides the best-in-class protection against leaks and blowouts. I also feel good supporting a company that shares my eco-conscious values, as they fully offset their carbon footprint and donate 1% of all sales to environmental causes. Charlie Banana has generously offered podcast listeners 31% off Yes, that is right. A whopping 31% off your first purchase. And it's only available by heading to charliebanana.com/minimal and use promo code minimal at checkout. They say once you go cloth, you never go back. And that is true. That's charliebanana.com/minimal with promo code minimal at checkout. And we're back with Callum McGugan from Shape and Foster. Callum, I really loved that Instagram tip. It really can be as simple as just signing off. What other tips do you have for us to foster good habits and personal development that are backed by research?
I mean, so massive part of Shape and Foster, so the six experts that we have in there, they're providing you with all this content. A massive part of it is this community aspect. Like, lasting habits can come from finding a dedicated group of people that are also doing the same thing that you're doing. When your motivation wanes, like, you'll be driven forward by that positive reinforcement when you're in a group. Getting like a smiley face or whatnot, or like a thumbs up or a cheers after posting something that you're pretty proud of, that you've just accomplished, it's kind of some validation for you. And it also gives a kind of sense of belonging, really. So I think that the more that you can find like your tribe, I know it's a cheesy, cliche sort of expression, but if you can find your tribe when you're trying to achieve like a new habit forming, and that may be as simple as maybe you want to start running. Well, you know what the obvious thing is to do if you want to start running is to join a running club, right? Something as simple as that, like, because community, it really does help us form those habits, because there's lots of reinforcement there. What I would also say, a very, very simple thing, is to try and layer your habits. So try and do two habits in tandem. So for myself, for example, like a lot of people, I started running during COVID. I always go to the gym, but the gyms are closed, and all of a sudden running becomes more of a sought-after experience, because you have to get out of the house, you have to have some form of physical exercise. There's no alternative, so it's got to be running. So running is something that I started doing during COVID last summer. This year, I want to start having more smoothies for breakfast, because I don't have a lot of fruit in my diet, and I recognize that. So what I'm now doing is I'm layering that habit. I go for a run in the morning, and as soon as I get home, I make a smoothie. So they now go in tandem. So there's an opportunity there to kind of layer your habits.
Okay. I love that idea of layering or stacking habits. And now I am, you know, the engagement in Boston Commons was one thing we had in common. And now we are absolutely destined to be friends, because one of my goals is to drink more smoothies.
Really?
Yes. And it seems like a chore for me. I don't really love them.
Really? Honestly? What smoothies? Smoothies seem like a chore.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big breakfast person, so taking out the blender, like getting it all ready, I don't know. It's just something I don't love, but I do need to drink them more. So I love the idea of stacking. I get up before my kids, I do my 20 minutes of yoga, then I drink my smoothie, and bam, bam, I've just worked towards fostering two good habits right there. I am so going to try that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And honestly, and that's honestly something that I've only started in the last couple of weeks, and it's worked. I had never made a smoothie for myself until January the 1st. And right now, I'm saying to myself, I want to have three runs a week and three smoothies a week. Because even three smoothies is more fruit. I'm literally trebling my fruit intake. I'm from Glasgow. Glasgow's the heart disease capital of Europe. I get brought up in fried foods. It's in the genes. It's something that I've really got to, like, my nutrition is always going to be a battle for me. It's always going to be something that I have to work on. And that, again, goes with what I'm saying with, like, habit building. Like, I see it as a long-term kind of thing. It's something you're always working towards. But my smoothies this year, I mean, I'm already at, like, a good 10 or 11 smoothies for the year, like, for breakfast, rather than, like, eggs and toast or whatever I would usually have. And it's a good way to do it.
I love that. And I want to kind of circle back to something you said earlier about the power of community. I must say, in my personal life, using the Shape and Foster app, I've really enjoyed the community aspect to the app, because you're right, you do need to surround yourself with a kind of a culture of positivity, right, when you're trying on something new. And so your app definitely gives that. If you're trying to cut out or cut back on alcohol, you're not going to go hang out with your drinking buddies. You're going to surround yourself with people who are going to support your habit. So I love that. And I would love to talk to you a little bit about what I love about Shape and Foster. And the number one thing I must say, and I just want to thank you publicly for it, is that, you know, there are the six experts, and each month you get access to content from these six experts. What I love is that the topics that you've chosen are ones that I never would have sought out in my own life. Like, I definitely would have sought out nutrition. I definitely would have sought out fitness, but I never in a bazillion years would have sought out to become more financially literate. I probably wouldn't have done anything with regard to my mental wellness. So Shape and Foster really gives a holistic approach to fostering positive habits. And my question here for you is, how do you think that the average Shape and Foster user benefits the most?
So, well, firstly, thank you very much. Like, I love that you've seen the value in it. That makes me happy, because there's definitely a mission focus to this work. I told you that earlier I used to own a marketing agency. One of the reasons I stopped enjoying that agency was because I was like, who am I impacting? Like, I was getting opportunities from quick service restaurants, big tobacco, and I was like, I'm hindering growth. Like, who am I impacting? So a massive reason of like going off to do Shape and Foster is to actually have a good like impact on some people. And there's definitely more of a mission focus. So I love that you've just said that. I think that you've also kind of answered in a certain way, you've kind of answered your own question. I think that lots of people are going to come to the app, and this is what I've experienced so far from some feedback. Lots of people are going to come to the app for one or two experts because that's of interest, but then they're going to find all this value in the other experts that they never anticipated learning from. That's how I see it happening. My wife said to me about a month ago or so, she said, I never really was looking forward to the financial literacy program. I didn't have any interest in it. I'm not bored with money. She was like, I watched Shinobu, who's our financial expert. She's in San Diego, California. It's like, I watched her month one today, and I took a lot from it. And she used the word holistic. She thought that Shinobu had a really holistic approach to finance, which is not something that you'd associate with finance. I mean, Shinobu's finance program, her month one is about creating a positive money mindset and understanding how your parents dealt with money is likely had an impact on your beliefs around money. Like, was there scarcity around money? All this sort of stuff. Right, that's the very start of your financial journey before you even realized that this was having an impact on you. And her month 12 is about investments. So how start to finish is that? So holistic is definitely a word that I would associate with all the programs. But I think that people are going to come for one or two experts. As you said, you were fitness and nutrition, that was of interest to you. But then you're going to, I mean, you've got access to all these other experts' videos. You can ask them questions. So why not? Why not take on the information? Why not watch a 15-minute video about tips to improve your emotions and understand your emotions better around mental wellness? Why not take that information in? So a long answer there. I don't know if I answered your question. I'm sorry. But I think that people are going to come for one or two, and they're going to leave with so much more.
You definitely answered my question, and I'm going to take it one step further, which is, why not be proactive in your personal development instead of being retroactive? Why not invest in your financial literacy or your mental health or your nutrition or your fitness or whatever else proactively instead of addressing it when a problem arises?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And honestly, like, I'm still learning. I'm still going through my own personal development here. And I have learned from all of the experts so far. I'm currently on month two of the program. Prime example is the mental wellness program. In month one, our mental health professional, Tanya De Silva, she talks about something called the drill down method. And it's basically about understanding your emotions. If you get upset about something, she encourages you to ask yourself 5 times, why are you upset? And try and drill deeper every single time. So let's say your spouse comes home late at night or something, hypothetically, and you're all annoyed and you have an argument, hypothetically. And you ask yourself again, well, you know what? I've not seen my friends for a while. Maybe I'd like to see my friends. And you ask yourself again, you ask yourself, and then it gets to the very end of it. And it's like, well, I only had 4 hours sleep last night, had a bad day. And you know what I mean? It's like, if you do this drill down method, it's just one of many examples. Essentially, the surface reason that triggered your emotional upsetness, if that's for lack of a better word, is that surface reason is not always the real reason. So there's little tidbits of like ways that, not even just habits, like actionable insight, lots of actionable insight from all these different experts, and I've started to utilize it in my life. And yeah, I think it's very proactive. That's the whole purpose.
Well, I'm on month one, so I'm not up to the ask yourself 5 times quite yet, but just you giving me that tidbit is profound for me, profound. And this, I'm going to just go ahead and overshare right now. I had a book launch 2 days ago and it did not go flawlessly. And I've been dealing with a lot on that end. And on the one hand, you know, if I was to ask myself 5 times, the surface reason why I'm upset is because, well, the publicity team isn't doing what they're supposed to do. But if I get really deep into it and really just give myself some time to sit with it, the reason I'm upset is because I'm worried about it being a flop. I'm worried about being viewed as a failure. So it's not so much about the publicity team. It's actually about the deep inner emotions. And if you hadn't just said that, I never would have, yeah. I never would have really figured that out. So thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I can come back at you and overshare myself. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, like my own experience. I didn't even have to go 5 times because I knew it from the video. I also, business related, I've done a lot of Facebook ads, Instagram ads, all that sort of stuff for the new business. Some of them are popping and some of them aren't. And it's just this labyrinth of like, how do try to connect the dots? And it was kind of getting to me a bit. About 2 weeks ago, I was putting my son, my 4-year-old, to bed, and he was acting up a little bit, and he was just kind of playing in his bedroom and not going into his bed. And if that was 2 months ago, I may have raised my voice. I may have been like, Malcolm, get into bed. Like, I'm not having this sort of thing. However, from that simple video, like, I knew that it was nothing about Malcolm not going to bed that I was like upset. It was because I've got this business that I'm launching, and some of the digital ads aren't hitting in all areas. So I was in such a calmer state and just acted as a much better parent in the moment.
Talk to me and my listeners about how they can try out the app for themselves.
So if you go to the show notes of this podcast, there will be a link in there that gives you a $10 discount for this podcast listeners, obviously. Usually it's $99 per year. With the link, you get it for $89 per year. However, everyone also gets a 3-day trial. So it is try before you buy. I want people to come in, have a look around, see if it's for them. If it is, fantastic. We'd love to get to know you and stay. And if it's not, it's all good. Like, no hard feelings. Like, that's the purpose of a 3-day trial. Like, come and have a look and see if it's for you.
I love that you offer the 3-day come in, take a look around offer, because I feel for many people, $89 or $99 is a big investment that they may not be willing or may not be able to put down on something that they're not 100% sure is going to work for them. So thank you for that. And thank you for the discount code. Before we go, I want to bring this all together, come back around full circle by giving a quote that you've said, and perhaps you can give some final thoughts. The quote is one that really stuck with me, and it is, "The absence of mental illness does not equal mental health, and the lack of physical illness does not equal physical health." So talk to me about what that means and wrap this conversation up in a pretty little bow, please.
I'll try. So the context of that, believe it or not, this is going to blow your mind. The context of that comes from something that I read from the World Health Organization from 1948. So 73 years ago, they said, health is a state of complete mental, social, and physical well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So that was from 73 years ago. Like, we were so on point with the understanding that good mental health is not the absence of mental illness. Like, you know, like, and we were so on point with all of this, and somehow it kind of seems like it got lost in the shuffle. And thankfully, in the last 10 years or so, mental wellness has become a conversation topic again, and everyone's willing to talk about it more and more so, which is fantastic. So what that really means to me is just that. It's that just because you don't have something hypothetically a problem or like an illness of some nature, like that's been diagnosed, it doesn't mean that you're fit and healthy. You know, you have to work on your health, and that can be physical or mental, and that again just takes us all the way back to that proactive approach that I'm trying to create here.
You did a great job with that bow. You're right. You have to be proactive, and you have to constantly work at it. You don't all of a sudden one day wake up and say to yourself, oh, I made it. You know, I'm perfectly, I'm exactly where I should be. I mean, maybe. No. I mean, I don't feel that way. If anybody's listening feels that way, please reach out. But Callum, I am so looking forward to keeping in touch with you over the Shape and Foster app. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. But more important than that is creating something out of your genuine passion to benefit the world. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me as a guest, and thanks a lot, Stephanie.
I so hope you enjoyed that interview with Callum McGugan over at Shape and Foster. I have linked to the app. I've linked to the discount code that Callum so generously brought over, all in this week's show notes, which you can find at mamaminimalist.com/163. On next week's show, we are discussing how exactly to create minimalist and eco-friendly play experiences for our children. I will see you then. Have an amazing week. Stay home, stay healthy, and take care, my friends.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.